Section A. 1. I'd like to see your manager.
Sorry, he won't be back from the conference until next Friday.
Question. What can we learn about the manager?
Two. Hello, sir. May I take your order now?
Sorry, I haven't decided yet. A friend of mine is coming.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Three. John is not good at math. Maybe he needs a tutor to get him through the class.
That could be true, but I think we should talk with him first.
Question. What are the two persons probably going to do?
Four. I'm going to Chicago. What's it like there?
Everything is okay, except for terrible climate.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
Five. What will you do if you are not successful in the interview?
If I'm not, I'll have to go to work on the farm for my father instead of working in that company.
Question. What will the woman do if she fails the interview? Section B. Conversation 1. Any message for me, Miss White?
Just one, Mr. Brown. You had a phone call from someone called Smith. Mary Smith.
Smith? I don't know anyone called Smith. What did she say?
She wouldn't say anything, but it sounded important. I told her you would call her as soon as you came back.
Well, I think I'd better do it then. Have you got her telephone number?
Yes, it's 443-567-93.
Have you written it down?
I always do. It's on your desk.
Thank you. Questions 6-7 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
Question 6. Who made the telephone call?
Question 7. What did the woman take down? Conversation 2.
Where are you going for your holiday, Charles?
To Australia. I'm going to visit my uncle in Sydney for 3 weeks.
Great. You certainly are lucky. How are you going there?
By air, of course. It takes 2 weeks to go by sea.
I used to think flying was very exciting, until once I went to Singapore by air.
Why? Did you feel frightened?
Not at first, but then one of the engines caught fire.
What did the pilot do?
He put the fire out and flew the plane back to the airport. Yes, we did, but I will never fly again.
Question 8-10 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
Question 8. How will Charles go to Australia for his holiday?
Question 9. How long does it take to go to Australia by ship?
Question 10. How did the woman feel about flying after she went to Singapore by air?
Section C. When you are quite sick, your doctor generally advises you to stay in bed. But it's not always easy to do so. You have your work to do. The stress of your job will often keep you working long after you should have gone to bed. Generally, following the doctor's orders isn't just limited to bed rest. You should also pay close attention to how you take your medicine. Medicines will do you little good if they're not taken properly. In fact, many medicines can be dangerous if not taken exactly according to the instructions. During the illness, it is wise not only to rest your body, but also to rest your mind. Give yourself a complete rest, both physically and mentally. Free your mind from worries and just relax.
Section D. Many people have discovered that hobbies can be profitable as well as fun. Some people have a fine collection of bottles, flags, stamps, or even matchboxes. Painting, writing, and taking photographs are examples of hobbies that may become occupations. Every writer, artist, and photographer probably started as a hobbyist before becoming a professional. Many doctors believe that hobbies help to make our lives more enjoyable. They believe that people who raise fish or collect records are too busy to spend their time worrying. Doctors also think that an active person, such as a football player, should have a restful hobby, such as reading, while a person who sits at a desk all day should have a lively hobby, such as tennis, golf, or swimming.